That was a moment, and it was actually recorded, and she put it out. So you're live. You're live right here on VVCRadio.com. It's the Real Music Reviews with my hosts. Their names are Ill Will,
yeah,
and DJ Pill.
That's me.
So when I suggested that we review Cupcake, I don't know what the hell that word is. Euphoria. What were y'all thinking?
Before I press play?
Yeah. What
the fuck is this shit?
Damn. Pill?
DJ Pill's new artist of the week, Volume 1.
Hey, I'm going to be completely honest with you, my nigga. Like, I ain't know nothing about her until I saw...
That's a third album, too.
Yeah, I know. It was something on Complex. It was either something on Complex or Viceland, one of the two. And they were talking about, I think she's from Chicago. And I'm not exactly sure where she's from. I mean, let me clarify that for the record, because I could be completely fucking this up. But, like, she's a 100% independent artist. She's not even really connected in the industry. I think she caught light off of something. Something popped off, and she started going viral. And then, you know, some news outlets and media outlets had, like, was bringing her in, talking about her content and her music. And, you know, she started taking off. So I was like, oh, all right, cool. Like, I saw an Instagram page. You know, she reminded me of a Baltimore chick for real. Like, if you ever look at her Instagram, she looked just like a Baltimore chick.
She do look like a Baltimore
yeah,
chick.
She looked like she from Baltimore for real. She looked like she belong here. Mm. For real, for real. And then when you hear talk, you're like, yeah, that sounds like a Baltimore chick. She like, she like belong here. Actually, I'm thinking about reaching out to her and see if we can get her in Baltimore. But I don't know if enough people in Baltimore know about her. But shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? So I felt like, yo, this would be a dope idea, you know, for us to bring somebody new to the table. You know, of course, we do all of the heavy hitters. So, like, sometimes it's cool to just, you know, do a review on a newer artist. So, Pill, this time I want you to go first. Give me your highs and lows on the project. How you felt about it.
It was straight up what I wasn't expecting. So what ended up happening was...
What were you expecting? Like, what would you expect from something like this?
I don't know, but... So with a name like Cupcake, and with how it started, how the album started, I said, you know, she has to be a porn star. The first thing I did, I went to Google.
Nipples!
And I was like, yep, nipples. And I was like, all right, so where the flicks at? None.
There's no porn.
All right, so wait, Twitter. Yeah, she got some nakedness on Twitter. None. Fuck. So now I really keep listening to this, and now I don't have no visuals to go by? Like, this is some bullshit.
DM her, yo. She might send you some. You never know.
So
I don't know. I've never talked to her or interacted with her, but go ahead.
So I guess my highs and lows were... I really don't.
What the fuck? What is wrong with you, nigga?
I'm just
say what's on your mind.
I was just trying to. It was real. It was raunchy as fuck. It was real dirty. Real like it was.
Let me ask you this question: are there other times where it's raunchy, but you want to you kind of into it? You kind of like yeah. You
this
nasty
was
bitch.
Disturbing raunchy.
Exactly.
Though. Like this was really disturbing.
Exactly.
Like she had no filter, like at all. Like it was just like. I'm going to do this because I can. And she got fans that loves this shit. And it's just like, yo. Why, yo?
There's like a difference between a chick being nasty and you like, oh, this sexy. Yeah, I want to fuck her. But she being raunchy and you kind of scared. Like, you going to take the chick home. You know what I mean? Y'all going to go to the hotel or whatever. And then she going to be like, yeah, I'm about to change into my clothes. I'll be right back. She going to the bathroom and come out with a dildo strapped on like, yeah, let's go. Like, no. That's the whole. It wasn't sexy. It was just.
It was like one or two songs. It was a little interesting.
The pussy was in your face the whole time.
But it was just like. Some of it was like,
But she didn't shave.
Are you serious?
Ew. I'm just playing. She probably got shaved crotch.
That visual was nasty.
You don't like hairy pussy?
No.
Some niggas is into it. It's just like your beard and shit. It's just all fucking everywhere.
You gotta shave it. Keep it bald. Want me to put my face in that pussy.
All right. So anyway. Continue, sir. I'm sorry. Wow. That's all I can say. Wow.
It was too long.
Agreed.
It was way too long.
Agreed.
This could have been an EP, 5 mics.
Yo, wait a minute. This nigga said,
no, don't even go there, yo.
If it was an EP, 5 could mics. Have
been
an EP.
It was just way. It was way too long. Like it just.
How many joints was on there?
15.
Yeah, it was just way too long. And then she did take you into, I hate my ex boyfriend, and she gave you a little bit about herself, but not. You know, not a lot. And unfortunately, that looks nothing. Not mine. So, she took you a little bit into her life, and that was cool. You know, I would have never known she had fans if I didn't look up. I mean, she has crazy fans. She's on tour all the fucking time.
Yep, she's on an overseas tour right now.
Yeah, and she is not afraid of the music she put out. You know what I mean? That's what it is.
And she ain't afraid to show them nips.
Yep, she likes her nips.
Love the nips.
Me too.
So, Will, give me your highs and lows on the project.
My highs? She real confident in her pussy.
She is real confident.
Real confident in the pussy.
Make you want to test it out, huh?
No.
Why? Yo, you went here?
Because.
This is your type, too. Show him an Instagram page.
Too open. I'm like, yo, you know what? I don't know now. Like, yeah, I don't know how this shit gonna go.
Yo, wait a minute. Mr. Super Confident. You know what I'm saying? What your email address is BD style. Like, that's your email address, nigga. What is you talking about, nigga? You supposed to be putting it down, man. And
Dick duck goose.
So anyway, well, this nigga done forgot we on a radio show, and he's sitting here in silence looking at pictures. I told you that's your type. Are you sitting there salivating? So anyway, go ahead. Finish up, nigga.
The lows, I mean, the ratchetness. I'm like, God damn. I'm like,
yeah, it's crazy ratchet.
This shit, it was just ratchet from start to finish. Tad on the long side.
And these nips is all right, though.
Then after...
Sorry.
Maybe the first 6 joints, I got tired of hearing about your pussy.
Agreed.
Yeah, she did talk about pussy the whole time.
Every female's got one.
Hers is phenomenal, according to her.
Yeah. But I'm like, yo, come on. I'm like... Nothing against. I'm like, but... You talk about your pussy too much. I mean, there's other shit to talk about.
What?
Other than your pussy.
Okay, so is it just me that I like to fuck females like that just to prove, you know, a point?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just to expose the fuck out of but okay, anyway.
This nigga is the dick. What is he, the pussy exposer? What?
Nah, I just.
What are you going to do say afterwards? Man, that wasn't all that good.
It was cool.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was cool.
Now I'm leaving.
Peace. Out of here.
Anyway.
That's it for me, yo.
All right, so I'm going to mirror the sentiments of my cohorts here and say that, you know, there was a huge limitation in subject matter. I felt like there were tidbits of real that she could have grasped onto and gone deeper with. Like, I felt like she could have spoken more about how she came to be the person that she is today. And then we could hear more about why, you know, all of this stuff exists. Like, and then I don't get to know a lot about her. You know what I'm saying? However, I respect the fact that she has a high level of creativity.
She's like the 2018 Little Kim. First Little Kim.
I don't know.
First album.
You know what?
Because she, you know that's how Lil Kim
if really, Lil Kim didn't have Puff, it would sound like this.
You think so?
If she didn't have Puff,
did you listen to
I think this is way worse.
I mean, it is, but also you got to remember Lil' Kim came out 20 years ago.
Facts.
Okay. So it wasn't, nothing's going to be raunchy like that.
She was brought up under one of the best producers of all time and one of the greatest MCs of all time. So they really polished her up. This girl is completely independent. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's where I'm like, I don't want to knock her because I'm like, for somebody that's all by yourself doing your thing, this shit hard. Like, she doing what she knows to be her. You know what I'm saying? And I respect that. You know what I mean? Her flow style is very aggressive. I was listening to it. I'd be like, yo, I want to fall in love with this chick, or I want my dick to get hard, but she's screaming at me.
So
like,
that was the other thing.
I'm about to give you this pussy, and you're going to take this pussy, yeah, and you're going to kill you on this pussy, goodness gracious. Yeah. And you're like, God damn, bitch, calm down. You know what I'm saying?
Another thing I ain't like. Her delivery was awful.
Her delivery is crazy aggressive.
For the music you're putting out, the delivery is like,
facts.
Yeah, you talking about this ass, but...
But the only thing that saved her is the production is good as shit.
Yeah,
and the production is smooth. Yeah. So while she going, the production is just kind of, you know, balancing it out.
Right.
And it works. I think the shock factor keeps you engaged because it's almost like Howard Stern. Exactly. It's like, you like, oh, this is disgusting, but I wonder what else she going to say.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It turns into one of those, I don't want to turn it off because I want to know what's next.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's just one of those things. It's a catch 22.
It's a train wreck you can't turn away from. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, at the end of the day, I do hear talent. I do hear a certain level of skill. You know what I'm saying? She just needs some polishing. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm not even talking about just delivery, but, like, I feel like some of those verses you could have just thrown away or reworked. You know what I mean? Somebody needs to be there to be like, yo, you can be more, give me more depth. Like, give me a reason why. Don't just whatever the first thing is off the top of your head and run with it. You know what I mean? Give me some research. Give me some development. Give me more of an understanding of, like, what the name of this project means and, like, why are you the way you are? And I didn't get that from this project. But I did get some dance records. I got some, definitely some feminism out this motherfucker. Some pussy pride, female pride. You know what I'm saying? She's shown some vulnerability throughout the project that was a little bit here, a little bit there. But at the end of the day, like, you know, for a BBW, you know what I'm saying, black woman, yo, she's fucking doing her thing, and I can't knock her. You know what I mean? I expected this album to not be as good, and it ended up exceeding my expectations. I've listened to a few other female MCs recently, whom I won't name, and that shit was fucking garbage. You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of cool to hear the production be good and the hooks be kind of good on this. I do believe the joint is too long. I would say I don't necessarily need it to be an EP, but 10 songs max. Okay. 10 songs max.
What was it, 15 on here?
It was 15. I honestly, and I agree with Pimp.
15 songs to talk about your pussy.
There are five songs. There are at least five songs on here that I'm like, yo, we didn't need this record. This one wasn't mixed right. You know what I'm saying? This wasn't fleshed out properly hook-wise. Like, if she had really trimmed down to, like, her best 10, dog, this shit would have been a lot hotter. And I would have walked away feeling like, yo, I want more. I want to hear more versus, whew. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the project, I'm like, all right, that was a lot. You know what I'm saying? It was like sensory overload with audio. You know what I'm saying? All right, so anything else y'all want to say before we get to rating this joint?
Nope.
Nah. All right. So lyrics between 1 and 5 mics. Will, let's go.
Duck, 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 goose.
Creativity on it, I'll give a 3.5.
I said lyrics, and this nigga says creativity.
Because the lyrics are pretty creative.
Okay, I got you. I'm with you on that. Pill.
I give it 2.5.
I'm giving it a solid 3. But I respect both of y'all where y'all at with it. Now let's talk about the production on here between 1 and 5 mics, Pill.
I'll give it a 3.
All right, Will.
I'll give it a 4.
I'm gonna give it a solid 3.8. You know what I'm saying? I'm teeter tottering on 4. But I definitely enjoy
it. The production is dope on here.
The production is dope.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's dope. But you know my rule. If you in 4, we in legendary status. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, then all right. Then
niggas is good.
I'll scale it back to 3.9.
Right. That's phenomenal. All right, let's talk about the Florida Project, how one song flows into the next in relation to the whole project. Pill.
Give it a 3.
All right. Will.
I was gonna say about a 3.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 3 as well. Let's talk about the artwork on the project and how it relates to the music. Will.
2.5.
Pill. Damn, you rough. That's rough.
I give it a 3.
I mean, the artwork fits a name.
Cupcake?
Yeah.
I love this, y'all. I'm gonna give it a 5.
I mean, I like it, but it just,
yeah, like, for real, I wouldn't
like
hate
one. I don't know the name of the thing about it. The name of the joint is at the bottom.
Facts.
And it's the same color as our hair. Or whatever the fuck that shit is. So you can't really see it.
That well. Right. And it's really small. However, I like the photo a lot.
I mean, it's a nice photo. I mean, don't get me wrong. And then the shit that she's got on, it fits her name.
Facts.
Because of the colors.
Of course. I mean, like, at the end of the day, I respect your opinion. You know what I'm saying? But I'm definitely going like 4.5 on this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Did everybody give their? All right. So let's go to the overall project between 1 and 5 mics. Will, where we at with it?
3.
Okay, Pill.
I give it a 3.
And I'm going to give it a 3 as well. Yo, this is the second one we agreed on today. What's going on out here in these streets?
This shit probably going to go left field on the next 2.
We all going to agree on that one, too. This was the only kind of like oddball thing that I was like, all right, this is the curveball to see what niggas is going to say on it. What the fuck is going on here? There you go. Let me bring this back.